The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Pretty cool. There you go. Right, we're talking about tattoos earlier on. A friend of mine got a this is a text. A friend of mine got a tattoo done for a bet in Australia. After a night out, he got on his arm, "I'm a goon." Brilliant comedy all round. Right, let's go to the phones. We've a tattooed person on the phone. Paul is in Arklow. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hiya, how's it going, Nicky? How are you?
Not too bad at all. Tell me about it. What happened?
Basically, I was about 17 and a load of us went out to Bray and decided it was a great idea to get some tattoos. And the girls, in fairness, got fairly decent looking ones, like, and I decided to go with a Tweety board on my right shoulder. And I suppose when I got it done, I was heavier. And I lost lots of weight, so the girl just slagged me because he was like anorexic Tweety. Just stayed. I'm so embarrassed I actually even think about it. But I suppose I got married in May, and I said, "Oh, there's no way I'm going down the aisle with that thing hanging on my back." Like, with, and my dress was quite low cut at the back, so I went and got I had to go and get it lasered off. So, in fairness, most of it came off, but I still have these two little blue eyes that are still on my back that I can't. They won't go because the ink is so. Apparently, the darker the ink, the better results you'll get from the laser, the tattoo, but the lighter ring takes a lot longer to kind of fade off. But yeah, so you live and learn. Like, £25 tattoo, and it cost me what, like €75 a session to have it lasered off.
And how many sessions would you have needed to get rid of it?
I got about 6 done, and then I kind of stopped, and I went back and got 2 more done before the wedding, just so it was actually completely gone. But like that, thank God to a really good makeup artist as well, who kind of just fixed up the last bit of it, because like that, the blue eyes were still quite piercing on me back at that stage. Like, seriously, you live and learn, anyway.
And listen, is it a thing where if you continued to get the sessions done, that those blue eyes would go?
No, what they basically said to me was, you could continue having it done, but they couldn't guarantee complete removal for a lot of the paler ink. Like 3D board was yellow, and thank God that had faded so much that it did. It kind of, that more faded than was removed by the laser. But all the black outline and all, that was all forced to go. So I think they said they'd probably tell me to stop if they reckoned I wasn't going to get the results that I thought I was going to get. I don't think it would completely go.
Yeah.
But like that, it would be so faded that you wouldn't see it. But I suppose I know where it was, and I can see those little blue eyes every time I'm doing my tan. I put something on my back.
And does it make a difference then if you go to the sun and you have it, you know, you get a suntan on your back? Does that just tan as the rest of the skin?
Yeah, it does. It hasn't made any difference. Like, I don't think. See, mine was tiny, Nicky, so I suppose if you had a big, massive, I don't know, black tattoo on your arm and you were getting it done, I don't know whether that would make any difference, but mine was so tiny because he lost weight. Like.
Oh, that's funny. Listen, Kim Kardashian was asked if she had any tattoos, and this is what she said. This is real. Have a listen.
I've always thought that you don't have tattoos anywhere.
No. Honey, would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley?
That's it. Would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley? There you go. That can be your answer from now on. You got to remove, because you're a Bentley now.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Class.
Paula, thanks a million for the call.
No problem. Thanks.
See you. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Any of the stories on tattoos, let us know. 51552. We're going to take a tune from Gavin James, and then we're back to the guesses. For somebody on the line now who has his own story to tell. Sean is from Carlow. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad, Nicky. How are you?
Not too bad. So paint the picture for us, Sean. You were away on a lads' weekend away or something, were you?
Yeah, in 2013 we went off to San Defonso, 13 of us, for yourself and I'll get away. And one day, anyway, in the middle of the week, we decided about 4 o'clock in the morning it'd be a great idea to go on and get tattoos done.
Now, was this like a stags? Was this just lads or was the girls there too that
no,
travelled with you?
It was just all lads.
Right.
We're all young lads, you know, we're all in college at the time.
So it was a golfing trip where no golf happened, basically.
You could say that, yeah, you could say that.
Right. All right, take it up. So 13 of you over there, what happened?
Well, we all decided to go into the parlour anyway about 4 o'clock in the morning, as I said, and there was a variety of different tattoos got and in different parts of the body, and I decided to get a Superman tattoo right below my waist, over my, you know, my male parts.
A Superman tattoo, the yellow and red S.
That's right, yeah.
On your man bits?
Just over him, yeah.
And it sounded like a good idea at the time, bit of a bravado in front of the lads, all that type of stuff?
Well, not really. Like, it was funny at the time already, and to be honest, I don't regret it. I'd never get it removed.
Oh, you don't regret it?
No, I don't regret it, no.
Okay. What's the next question? What reaction have you got to it?
It's been mostly positive. I haven't had any bad reaction to it yet, and you know, like, when someone sees it, they kind of fall in love with it, maybe more so than fall in love with me.
Oh, funny. And have you ever mentioned it to anybody before they've seen it, or have you let them kind of surprise everybody?
I'd never say, if I shadow up someone, I'd never say it to them, like, I'd wait till I get home, and maybe that's
why I have a Superman tattoo on me stomach. but mostly it's been interesting, and I suppose you've got a good laugh out of it, I guess, then.
Oh, I have, yeah. I it's been more all positive. Like, I can't say anything bad against it. It's there now, and you know, I'm going to keep it. Like, there's no question. I'm not going to get rid of it at all.
How much did it cost you?
About 40 quid or something like that.
And what about the rest of the lads? What did they get, and where did they get them? Anything is similar, or?
You know, there was a couple of fellas got smiley face and sticky your tongue face, and one fella got George W down in the same area. And there was I can't remember most of them, to be honest with you, but they're all stupid. None of them really meant anything.
Yeah, but a pretty much a bit of a laugh, and one or two of yous in the same area.
Five or six of us, I'd say, in the same area.
Superman, smiley faces, tongue sticking out with winkies, emojis going on everywhere. What age are you now, Sean?
I'm 22 now, Nicky.
22, right, there you go. So you know there's probably 13 lads out there with a similar body art, shall we call it.
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you what, when yous all do get married, that'll be some story at the wedding, when yous all have to show them off up at the head table.
You have to make sure it's clean anyway, that's the main thing anyway.
Get your tats out for the lads. Get the show, everybody. Look, right, listen, Sean, thank you very much. I'm going to play a song by Lil Mix called Hair, because I presume that you've shaved that bit off so you can show your Superman bits, yeah?
Oh, yes, definitely. Sure, no point having it if you can't show it off.
Cheers, Sean.
Bye, Nicky. Good luck.
Bye-bye.